are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Understanding and meeting each other's members, family members' love language is a powerful way to strengthen relationship and create a loving and a supportive home environment. So today we focus on the topic of love languages, which I, Zanele Zama, must declare that I quite don't understand, and how understanding each member's love language can strengthen relationships and build a more loving and supportive home environment. By learning to speak each other's love languages, we can meet emotional needs more effectively and deepen our concerns with one another. And we're joined on the line by Pastor Nyerenda, who's going to be helping us to navigate this interesting topic. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you? Hi, Bo. When now I want... Network is doing the most. Mfundisi, hi.
Yes, good morning. I see you've come up with a very interesting topic.
Yes,
Mfundisi. Love languages.
Yes, Mfundisi. Well, we get into it, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer first?
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you this morning for a gift of life and for a gift that we can be loved and we can also love others. May you help us to explore this topic and let it be fruitful to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, you're very right when you're saying that it's quite an interesting one. I don't know if I struggle on purpose or I just don't understand it, but I think I understand it. But anyway, since you're here, you're going to be helping us, Mfundisi Wami. So what is the love language, first thing first?
The first thing I think we need to understand is that this concept of love languages was first introduced by Dr. Gary Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed, he came up with five distinct ways that people could express love and experience love to each other. You rightly said that in a home environment, you see, when we are in business, we talk of an environment as a very unstable sometimes because of so many factors. But I don't want to go there. However, I just want to say that this man, Gary Chapman, came up with five distinct ways of how people would express love to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he came up with how we can use words. You know, words are very powerful. Verbal expressions are very powerful. How do we use words to express love and appreciation to one another? Acts of service.
Yes.
Doing something for someone. Actions. Performing actions to help and support another person. This could be a family member. This could be anyone we meet along the way. Because my definition of a family is not just limited to the small family where I am born. It is, as an African,
mm-hmm.
I always cherish the extended family. That's my family too. Anyone I meet along the way, if he needs my help, that's my family. There's also another concept of giving and receiving gifts. Now, there is something that we must understand about gifts. It's not just a gift because I have given. No, but a gift that I have thoughtfully I'm thinking through on what I should do or what I should buy or what I should create for somebody to give it to them so that it can have a lasting impact on my family. Quality time. Mm. You know, if there is something that we have always overlooked as people or as a family, it's the time that we spend with one another.
Mm.
Sometimes we talk of worship time.
Yes.
Worship time is the time when we as a family are supposed to sing together.
Mm.
To read the word of the Lord together. To explore together.
Mm.
You know, I know of the current times that we live in. We are all so busy that we have no time for each other,
mm-hmm.
including families. I know families that stay far from each other. One would be staying in Cape Town, another one would be staying in Joburg, for example. But these people call each other family.
Mm.
You know, there must be a deliberate move that a time should be created that these people at times should meet and spend time together.
Mm.
Go together. Go for walking together. Go for picnics together. Looks like I'm talking too much about time. But what I'm asking is, there is need for us to spend meaningful time and giving undivided attention together so that we can have quality from each other. We can learn from each other. In fact, if we give each other more time, we will learn one another. Therefore, our love language or love languages will be more fruitful because we will have learned one another.
Mm.
Finally, this guy is talking about physical touch, where we are expressing love through physical contact. You know, this is a cultural challenge.
Mm.
There is also what we call personal space.
Yes.
But there are cultures where hugging is not an issue.
Yes.
And yet we also have cultures here in Africa. You know, I'm from Malawi. I'm actually in Malawi right now.
Yes, I'm friendly.
Hugging is an issue. You can't just be touching and hugging each other.
Ah, wait.
Therefore, yes. You want to ask me a question?
I was saying why.
Okay, thank you. Why? Why? It's because of what our fathers have defined as the result of touch and what it means to touch one another.
Ah, okay.
You remember, I'm talking about our fathers, I'm talking about culture here.
Yes, yes.
There's culture which will just be free, you'll be... I remember very well when I went to school in Zimbabwe, it was a culture shock for me to see people just hugging one another. With time, I also learned to be hugged and to hug. However, when I am back home in Malawi, I can hardly, you know, relate to it because I know that there are places where it is accepted and where places where it is not accepted. However, my point is, it may be a touch of really a hug or a touch of a touch or a greeting, but touching lives is deeper than just hugs.
Yes.
It is about the mind. It is about accepting one another. It is about relating to one another. It is about understanding one another to do things for each other. So what I'm actually saying is, I appreciate what Gary came up with, because the physical touch, as far as I'm concerned, it's deeper than the physical touch. It works on our mind to accept our friends, so that they can experience the love that that is embedded in us. You know, each of us is born with a love language.
Yes.
But maybe sometimes we just need time so that we can express it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how then, Mpundiswami, you spoke that, you know, there are the five love languages that are out there. How can we now, each member, identify, the primary language of the other member through their actions, complaints, and requests? Like, here you are, your family unit, but now we need to understand, what is this one's love language? What is this one's love language? How do we now identify that?
Yes, I think what we can start by doing actions. You know, through actions, people will end up accepting. You can read or you can observe that family members express love to one another through action, even in the areas where actions are more acceptable. There would be other members who would react otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we need to start doing some actions to one another so that we can observe family members, how they can express and how they can accept. Do they compliment back when actions are done? Or do they affirm, or are they assisting in this action? Or otherwise, in that way, we will have learnt one another.
Yeah.
Another very important aspect that I think we should be remembering on this is as we live as families, we need to understand each other on issues of complaints.
Okay.
When somebody complains within the family, if that family is open enough, by the way, because there are families or societies that are not open enough, therefore people don't speak, don't express themselves. But what I'm saying is, if complaints are listened to, then someone will feel, through the expressions, you will know that they are neglected. And it's through that, through learning that your friend or your member is
Network. I'm so proud of myself how now I know when there's a silence coming up, I immediately know what the problem is. Yes. Welcome back, Mpundisi.
You can now, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we had missed you there a bit.
Yes, what I was saying is when one complains, then we can know how to react to these complaints. As a family, we will know the language. We will know the boundaries that we can step on, or we will learn to train one another so that we can be on the same page. Maybe another one which is very important also is paying attention to requests. A request like, can you help me with this?
Yeah.
This is a family member. He is asking for a request to be assisted. It will indicate a need for an act of service. And while this need of act of service need to be fulfilled, simple needs like people can be lonely sometimes within the family settings. People can be lonely. You know, we have heard of our children committing suicide. We have heard of our children committing suicide.
Hey.
They have just come from school. It has been tough in school. Probably they have failed, or sometimes they have done well, but they have inner problems. And then this child or this student, this member of the family says to me, can you help me with this? Can we go out for a walk? I am so busy with my work. I'm supposed to fulfill my itinerary. But my child is saying, Daddy, can you take me for a walk? Can we go for a walk? How am I supposed to react to that? So you find that quality time. I talked about time earlier on.
Yes.
Time needs to be traded in. You see, there is one aspect about family that sometimes we overlook, and that is when family members, especially when they are open enough and they are chatting, you see they are overlapping one another. Each one of them wants his story to be heard.
True.
We need to be very careful at that particular time to keep time to each of them to speak what they want to say.
Yes.
You know, probably as a convener or as one of those who are there who has understood the love languages, it is important to give time to listen, not just to listen, but to do something about it. Even if you are busy like now, it is important to schedule a time when you can fulfill a request.
Yeah.
Therefore, you see, love language is a language that each of us as families, as communities, are supposed to be very active, open our eyes, and be practical in whatever we do, in whatever we express to one another, in whatever we do, as we affirm within the family settings. Maybe as a family also, we also need to, I mentioned earlier on about verbal compliments.
Yes.
I just want to emphasize that in my local language, there is a saying which I can transliterate and say, words create.
True.
I don't know if this thing is there in English.
It's there.
Fine. I don't know the expression in English, but I'm now thinking in my language to say words create. If I say to a child that you are stupid, that child will believe that he's stupid and he'll grow up stupid. Therefore, we need to be very careful with our compliments to one another as we interact with one another.
Yeah.
Encouraging words are very important to encourage one another. There is an age which is not very sure about what they are doing. You know, sometimes not only an age, each one of us, as you work for AW, Adventist World Radio, are you a presenter? When you present your program, I need to come to you and say, that was marvelous.
Yes.
But next time, improve on.
One, two,
you know,
three.
Something like that?
True.
If we don't have feedback for each other, we will not grow. I will not grow. If I, as Mfundisi, if you preach your first sermon and people love it, it is very important to say, Mfundisi, keep it up.
Yeah.
But just to keep quiet as if nothing has happened, it demoralizes the Mfundisi or the presenter. It demoralizes the child who was trying to sweep and clean the house in the best possible way by not probably doing. There is no improvement if there are no words to encourage one another.
True.
Another very important aspect in our work setting is writing each other, complimenting each other through writing. You know, I know that most of the organizations do what we call reward systems by giving sometimes a very good check at the end of the year, maybe an extra day for holiday. But I have realized with life, with time, that not all people will be happy with an extra check. Just a simple letter does wonders.
True.
You know, communication through writing notes, leaving somebody with some little note to say, oh, the suit you were putting on yesterday was wonderful. That is very important. Messages that these days we have mobile phones, we can send each other messages. You know, complimenting one another.
True.
Does a marvelous thing. In other words, love languages is all about building or rebuilding each other. Therefore, it's important. Another very important aspect of love languages is, you know, public praise.
Yeah.
We are church people. We always go to church. We meet people in the church. We have this particular deacon who is always there, all the women's ministry is doing a marvelous job. The men in the church are making sure that the grass is short outside. They are making sure that they are paying whatever bills. Everything is going on smoothly. Why don't we give a public praise?
Yeah.
A compliment that the part of our family will be happy to hear in front of everyone else praise the women or praise the singing group that has done so well in their song. Mm. It is very important to do these, because when we do them, it will assist the person next to us to understand and to be complimented and to start living well.
Indeed.
Sometimes it is also important to take time, you know, instead of just loving, hugging, and doing all sorts of actions, sometimes it is important to be engaged in the activities of the home.
You know, I wanted to say that our time has far spent, Mpundiswami, if we can.
Is that so?
Yes, Mpundiswami.
Let me just, this one, that last one. You know, as a member of a family, mm-hmm. there are a lot of chores within the home, and sometimes men especially choose not to work.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be nice to see a man cleaning, cooking,
yeah,
and all sorts of things within the family
mm.
as a love language. Mm. Therefore, finally, let me say that men, my fellow men, let's participate in love languages by assisting in the. I wish I had more time.
Yeah.
But I want to praise God that He's given us a bit of time to talk about love languages.
Yeah.
May God bless you. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Mpundisi, before you go, please do offer a word of prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for a few minutes that you gave us that would explore this topic of love languages. You are the one who loved us first. May you teach us more to love one another. For we know that you are a God, you died for us, and you always remain God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundisi, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. May you have yourself a blessed day.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.